Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave. Welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show that provides up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 24 years of tradition of quality nutritional supplements and healthcare products at everyday low prices. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong, one day at a time. Our topic today is thyroid health. And joining us is local naturopathic doctor, Brock McGregor. In 2012, Dr. McGregor returned to his hometown of Chatham to practice naturopathic medicine. Before his return, he interned at the Robert Shad Naturopathic Clinic in Toronto and also the Canadian Clinic for Integrative Medicine in Windsor. Dr. McGregor has a general practice with special interest in sports medicine and cancer therapy. Good morning, Dr. Brock, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's a big topic, thyroid. I was on the Thyroid Foundation of Canada website, and their statistics are saying that 2 million people worldwide, which to me, when I look at 6 billion on the planet, I really can't get my head around that. But when it says that 1 in 10 Canadians suffer from a thyroid condition, that's fairly significant.
Yeah, it's very prevalent, and 1 in 10 is probably a bit of a low estimate. So 1 in 10 would be individuals that have laboratory-confirmed declined thyroid function. So that'd be confirmed by their general practitioner or endocrinologist with a lab test. And what we know is that there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't make the lab criteria for hypothyroidism, but do experience a lot of the symptoms. So that 1 in 10 number's probably significantly higher, and there's a lot of people out there that are undiagnosed or underdiagnosed or undertreated.
Yeah, the cancer or the Thyroid Foundation is saying probably 50%, half that is not diagnosed.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So they have a concern, they go to the doctor, they have a test. The test says, hey, I'm okay, but what you're saying is those tests aren't always accurate?
Yeah, so the primary test that's used to screen for a suboptimal thyroid function is a test called TSH, or thyroid stimulating hormone. So on a laboratory test, what the lab will tell you is that number should be between 0.5 and 4. Which is a fairly wide range, and if you're anywhere in there, they'll say that your function's normal. And what we know when we look at research is that number will change with age, so there you can really correct it for age and some other factors. So really, if that number's outside of 0.5 to maybe 2, that gives you some idea that there's some dysfunction there. And you actually can see someone with a very normal TSH, perfectly normal, right where you'd expect it to be, but they still have a lot of hypothyroid symptoms. In those cases, when we start looking at some other markers, sometimes we'll see where that abnormality is occurring.
So let's go right down to the basics.
Yep.
Where is the thyroid located? We know it's in the throat.
Yeah.
But can you kind of define this?
Yeah, so you're right. It's right in the throat there. So if you look at where an Adam's apple would be, it's just right below that on either side. There's two lobes. It's difficult to palpate or feel in someone that doesn't have an enlarged thyroid or any nodules on it, but a really good visual to imagine where it is if you see a picture of someone with a condition called a goiter, that's an enlarged thyroid, that'll show you right where it is.
Okay. Yeah. So what's it do for us?
So the thyroid's an endocrine gland, so it secretes hormones. The hormones it secretes, there's two of them. I won't give you the long names. The short forms are T3 and T4.
Right, okay.
So T3 is the active hormone, and T4 is an inactive hormone. The thyroid produces a high amount of T4, small amount of T3. And the rest of the tissues in your body, your peripheral tissues, your skeletal muscle, your liver, wherever that hormone circulates, there's conversion between T4, the inactive form, and T3, the active form. So when we're really looking at function, we can actually measure T3 and T4 levels, which gives us some indication of what's going on. And we can measure another interesting level called reverse T3. So reverse T3 is basically a storage area where your body might convert some T3 into reverse T3 so it's not as active. And it does that in response to stress and some other things.
So The thyroid's producing hormones, and what do those hormones do for us when they get circulating around in the body?
So there are our metabolic drivers. So they really set your metabolism.
And metabolism is?
So it's the rate at which you produce energy, which you burn calories. Basically, that sort of, it's the RPM setting of your body. So when we're
converting food to energy.
Into fuel,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Temperature?
Yeah, so one of the markers we can look at to assess thyroid function is temperature. So in individuals with classic hypothyroidism, one of the primary symptoms is they'll have a lower body temperature. One of the things that we can investigate, if someone has a lot of symptoms of suboptimal thyroid function, but their labs look fairly normal, we'll actually do a week or two of baseline body temperature testing. So we have the patient take their temperature every day. And if we're seeing a trend of chronically low temperatures, that can be an indication that they're not using thyroid hormones appropriately. And we term that Wilson's temperature syndrome.
Right.
So
okay.
Dr. Wilson's a medical doctor in the States who started using this practice to help patients who appeared to have normal clinical laboratory numbers for thyroid function, but were clearly experiencing hypothyroid symptoms.
So I was going to mention, so someone's gone, had a test. The tests appear to be within correct parameters, but they have this chronic low temperature.
Yep.
That's an indication that maybe those results, though accurate regarding science, mm-hmm. but not accurate regarding the
clinical
function
picture.
So
what's really interesting is when you start treating those folks, you can then test temperature again, and as they start to improve, their temperature will increase.
So the thyroid is an endocrine gland, but it doesn't work alone, does it?
Nope. So the thyroid, like most of our endocrine system, is really interlinked with a bunch of other systems. So we talk a little bit about the HPA axis, which is the hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal glands.
Okay.
The thyroid fits into that system as well. So it certainly is influenced by some other hormonal systems in the body, and it's a big influencer of other systems. So when we look at hypothyroidism and the symptoms that are associated with it, we see things that mimic other endocrine type issues. So we'll see changes in menstrual regularity. We see changes in stress response, and those are all related to how it's affecting other hormonal systems. And that's one of the important things when we're treating hypothyroidism, is we have to look at these other systems and make sure that we're treating appropriately and supporting those areas that need to be supported.
So that's probably why there's a misdiagnosis or a non-diagnosis, in that this mimicking is going on.
Yeah, so often one thing you'll hear is, oh, well, you know, it might just be stress, or you're getting run down. That's kind of the common thing we'll hear, or individuals will say, I think I might have something like adrenal fatigue, which is a term you'll have thrown around.
Sure.
So as much as those, you know, terms can be helpful in describing something, they're not always terribly accurate in assessing what's going on. And we know that these systems don't exist in silos. They're not independent of each other. So when we look at someone's stress response, when we look at someone's energy level, when we look at their weight or adiposity, it's often not just one system that we have to think about. And thyroid's one of those. It tends to be a big piece of the puzzle, but we need to look elsewhere as well.
Sure. I know there's not going to be a single definitive answer to this, but what causes the thyroid to malfunction?
So the most common cause of thyroid dysfunction is autoimmunity. So when we look at autoimmune thyroid diseases, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is the one that's most common, and it's basically an immune reaction to your own tissue. So
autoimmune.
Yep.
Maybe define that.
So autoimmune is basically your immune system recognizing your own tissues as foreign.
Wow.
And attacking them. So your immune system's supposed to function against viruses and bacteria and foreign things to your body.
Sure.
Autoimmunity is when that reaction is directed against your own tissues.
Both men and women?
Yeah, happens in both men and women.
And are the symptoms different between men and women?
You'll see sometimes that could be a function of how men and women describe their symptoms sometimes. But the predominant thing that you'll see when people are coming in and it turns out that they have a thyroid issue is fatigue. So pronounced fatigue where, you know, no matter how much they sleep or what their schedule is like, they just don't feel like they have a lot of energy. Inability to lose weight or weight gain despite no change in exercise levels, no change in dietary strategies. And the other thing that we see is hair loss or change in quality in skin, hair, and nails.
In both men and women then? Or
you'll see that in both men and women. There might be a different level of sensitivity to those different symptoms. So you'll see a different presentation amongst individuals and really kind of runs the gamut between both men and women.
So there's some symptoms that are obvious, then there's going to be symptoms that are less obvious.
Yep.
What are the more obvious symptoms?
So the more obvious symptoms are generally that low body temperature, inability to lose weight. One that's fairly obvious that's sometimes missed is constipation. So change in digestive function, slow digestion. So when we think about what the thyroid's responsible for, and it's this metabolic driver, it sets, you know, how fast basically your body is doing things, anything where you're seeing a slowdown, so slower digestion and constipation.
A slowdown of things.
Yeah, slower metabolic rate, so you're not burning fuel as quickly and you're colder. You know, hair loss or inability to regenerate skin cells because of slower metabolism. All those things that are seem like the body's slowing down, that can be a function of thyroid function.
So goiter is what they call an enlarged thyroid?
Yeah, so classically you'd see goiters in areas of iodine deficiency. So we know that the thyroid needs iodine to produce both T3 and T4. And in an absence of iodine, what happens is TSH, which is that hormone that stimulates your thyroid, just keeps building up because it's telling your thyroid, look, I need more T3, I need more T4. Your thyroid's not able to make it, and you get this very large enlargement of the thyroid gland, and it appears as a goiter. So we don't see that as commonly anymore now that we have, you know, iodized salt and those types of things, but you still will see individuals that have the starts of a goiter and frank goiters.
Now, you've mentioned TSH a few times.
Yep.
That comes from the pituitary?
Yep, so it's thyroid-stimulating hormone. So that's the signal to the thyroid to produce T3 and T4.
Now, what is Graves' disease?
So Graves' disease, we talk a lot about hypothyroidism when we talk about thyroid function and that suboptimal thyroid function, which is lowered thyroid function. Graves' disease is the opposite. So it's also an autoimmune condition.
Like
but it's
hyper?
Yeah, hyperthyroidism. It's when you ramp that function up. So you actually see the opposite symptom picture. You see high blood pressure. You see something called exophthalmos, which is when someone's eyes start to protrude a bit. Sometimes you'll see quick weight loss. You'll see a patient with heart palpitations and those types of things. Anything where really that body process has sped up.
What is Hashimoto's?
And Hashimoto's is a term for autoimmune thyroid disease that causes hypothyroidism.
Okay. Doctor, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's take a look at the less obvious symptoms.
Sure.